USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president says of a lawmaker leading the impeachment inquiry,
he should be forced to resign from Congress, Adam Schiff. He's a lowlife.
And while he stopped short of saying that chairman of the Intel Committee, Adam Schiff, should resign from Congress, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has put his name to a resolution that would censure Schiff for having read a parody version of the transcript of a phone call the president had with Ukraine's president in July.
He should be removed from the chairmanship.
The U.S. and North Korea are scheduled to resume long-stalled nuclear negotiations this weekend, but the isolated communist state has just announced it successfully test-launched a ballistic missile designed to be fired from a submarine. Senator Bernie Sanders says he's feeling great after a procedure to relieve a blocked artery, and this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
The brother of a man shot to death in his home by a Dallas cop who says she mistook his home for hers is forgiving the officer. That after Amber Geiger was sentenced yesterday to 10 years on a murder conviction. The victim, Botham Jean's mother, speaking to reporters after the sentence was handed down.
Yesterday, we saw the conviction of Amber Geiger, and today we heard the sentence of 10 years in prison. That 10 years in prison is 10 years for her reflection and for her to change her life.
12 candidates making the lineup for the fourth Democratic presidential debate. The 10 candidates from the last debate will share the stage again, this time along with Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard and businessman Tom Steyer. The debate is set for October 15th in Ohio. And you're listening to USA Radio.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the Democratic White House hopefuls is off the campaign trail after emergency surgery. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Senator and candidate Bernie Sanders undergoing heart blockage surgery. Campaign officials say the 78-year-old experienced chest discomfort while in Las Vegas. The senator was taken to a hospital where doctors found a blockage in an artery and inserted two stents. Sanders said to be in good spirits shortly after the surgery, but the campaign says it had to cancel several events and appearances to give him time to recover. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Metallica is saying frontman James Hetfield has entered rehab. As a result, the band is canceling its upcoming tour in Australia and New Zealand. Three of the band members posted a statement on Twitter announcing the decision and apologizing to fans. A statement by drummer Lars Ulrich, guitarist Kirk Hammett, and bassist Rob Trujillo says anyone who purchased tickets for the remaining show dates will receive automatic refunds. The band was scheduled to play five Australian cities and then four shows in New Zealand. The statement says Hetfield, who's 56, has struggled with addiction for years and has re-entered a treatment program, but it didn't elaborate. The band said they appreciate fans' understanding and support of the Metallica co-founder. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.